Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Obsidian Achievement. This is your host, Michael Russin. Thank you for joining me. I hope these episodes are populating. I know there's been some issues with Spotify and Apple Podcasts and even the Podbean app. I hope you guys are getting the content. I haven't published one in the last 2 days because we had our baby. So that's what I wanted to talk about with you guys today. So I think it was Monday night. Geneva started having pretty bad contractions, and we kind of went back and forth because she's had a lot. You know, do we go in? Where are they going to take her if we go in? You know, like, are they going to hold her for a day and then take the... Like, I didn't want my wife sitting in a hospital bed waiting for her scheduled C-section for a day. So we kind of went back and forth, and finally, I think it was like 2 a.m., we're like, all right, let's go. So we hop in the car, I take her to the hospital, and they hook her up to all the monitors, check on baby, and they're like, you know what, let's do this at 8 a.m. today. I'm like, all right, here we go, just like last time. Came in a couple days early, day early, boom, took us right in, said, let's get the baby out. C-section went great. She was crying before she even... They had her halfway out of my wife, and she's already crying. And when they put her on her chest, she was crawling to Geneva's boob to feed, like literally crawling already, like moving herself down from her neck area, Geneva's neck area, to her, you know, her chest. And super strong, healthy baby, but a very different baby than Ada. So Ada slept through the whole night, and you know, almost right away. Ada was a miracle baby, barely cried, slept through the whole night. Now, and I don't know, we originally had Ruby picked out, and we're not sure this little one is a Ruby, so I'm just going to refer to her as little one for right now, because we haven't decided on a name. We've got some options, we're bouncing off the wall, but we're in no rush, you know what I mean, to name her. When it's right, we'll know. I mean, it's your name, you know, it's important. It's not somebody, oh, okay, let's name her Bill, you know, like, we want to make sure it's right for her. But anyways, so we get her home last night, and from 7 o'clock at night till 11:30, she cluster fed, but like cluster fed. So she would feed for 15 minutes, and then sleep for 15 minutes, and then feed for 15 minutes, and sleep for 15 minutes, and this went on from 7 till about 12:30 in the morning. And then she would sleep for 45 minutes to an hour, and then feed for 20 minutes. Sleep for 45 minutes to an hour, feed. So, you know, we were up all night. At one point, I went out to the couch and I said, I got to get a little bit of sleep. You know, I can't feed her. There's nothing I can do at this stage. So, you know, I've got work to do tomorrow. I got to hit the gym. Like, I've got to be sharp for tomorrow, at least somewhat sharp. So I went out on the couch, and I didn't get very good sleep because I'm worried about my wife. You know, and I feel bad sleeping when she's awake. But let me tell you something, man. Last night, I've been 3 days without really sleeping very well. And I wasn't as mentally strong as my wife last night. I got to give her a big shout out, man. I think, and I was talking about this on my Instagram story, I think good mothers get superpowers. They really do. I have a whole new... So I've already talked at length about how great of a mother my wife is to Ada. But now that I've seen her deal with a completely different baby, and, you know, a baby that's a little fussier, a more typical baby that cries and fusses and constantly needs to be fed, whereas Ada was just silent most of the time. Boy, she just... You know, she was tired, but she had a, you know, she, just the love pouring out of her towards this baby, and her poise, and her just grace. You know, here I am, I'm like covering my ears, I'm like, she has this really high-pitched screech. She doesn't cry like a normal baby. She's got this screech. Which kind of corrected itself today. She sounds more like a normal baby today, but she had, it almost sounded very much like a pig squealing. So like, I'm trying to sleep and I've got a pig squealing noise, and you know, you love your children, but that can get pretty far under your skin, right? So like, I'm getting frustrated, and my wife, man, it's very special to see. You know, and then 12 o'clock or something, or 11:30, I think it was, little one starts crying, and wouldn't you know it, Ada, who normally sleeps through the night, she starts screaming. So I went out, I made her bottle. She chugged the bottle, 6 milliliters, just crushed it. And I put her down, she started to scream some more, but then she fell back asleep. So at one point last night, both kids were going just ballistic. So neither of us really slept last night. This morning, I think I probably slept from 3:30 to 5:30, and then like 8 to 9. And I don't know that my wife slept. I think she probably got 30 minutes here, 30 minutes there, 30 minutes here, 15 minutes there, you know, but probably no real deep sleep. And, you know, my wife gets up today. What's she do? She starts putting on makeup and puts on a dress and goes, and she's like, I want to go out and get a coffee and do some shopping. And, you know, I've got my parents in town to help us for 2 weeks, thank God. So it just, I was very, all this goes to say, guys, I was very, very impressed with my wife, Geneva. And, you know, I don't know that I could fall even deeper in love with her, but I did, watching how she's handled the kids so far. And it's just like, you know, she was just born to be a mom. That would probably piss some feminists off, you know what I mean? But man, she was born to be a mother. She was born to be a mother, and she's really come into her own. And yeah, you know, like I said, she gets up today. What woman's gonna get up, put makeup on, you know, go shopping? And mind you, this is 2 days after being sliced wide open and having a baby pulled out of her. I mean, you guys got to remember, she just had a C-section 2 days ago. Some women that have C-sections are bedridden for a week. For a week. And she's up and moving and shopping and walking and playing with Ada and feeding the little ones. So I just, you know, maybe this podcast episode isn't for anybody other than my wife, you know. And I just want to really give her as much love as I possibly can and just let her know how proud I am of her, how special she is to me. And, you know, we've had all of our ups and downs, and we've been through everything that you could possibly go through in a relationship. And, you know, I think that having kids was probably the best thing for us. Sometimes having kids destroys relationships, but I think it's a testament to how strong and connected we really are. Because having kids just made us both better. You know, I still went to the gym today. I got everything I needed to get done for work. You know, both just zoned in, doing what we need to do as parents and as humans, you know. And so I got to give her a very special shout out. Very special shout out. So proud of you, babe. I love you. You're amazing. You're a great mother. I can't wait to have more babies with you. But we're going to give a little bit of a break. We're probably going to wait at least 2 years. 2 years before the next one. But you never know God's plans. You never know God's plans. So, but no, I guess to everybody else, you know, all of the best things in life are difficult. All of the best things in life are difficult. I think being a parent is probably one of my favorite. It's my favorite thing. And a lot of people complain, and a lot of people resent their children, and a lot of people say that they don't want to have kids because it's going to sacrifice freedom. Anything that you have to sacrifice for is, that's the fruit of life. The best, most rewarding things in life require immense sacrifice. I sacrificed 8 years of life to build the skill set that I have now that allows me to be as financially prosperous as I am as a business owner. I had to sacrifice so much over the last 8 years, and almost my sanity at one point to gain these skills. And all of the things that I've been through and all the attacks that I've weathered. And it's all so worth it. Because I sit back, I was sitting in the hospital. I went home the day she was born around 5. I slept from like 6 to 7, which was a mistake. From 7 to 8, I just kind of putzed around the house, ate half asleep, and then slept from like 8 to 2, and then went back to the hospital at 2 a.m. And I'm driving to the hospital at 2 a.m., and I'm just like thinking to myself, like, it's such a blessing that I don't have a job to clock into tomorrow. Like, I don't have to call off work. I don't have to get paternity leave. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't have to worry about any of that stuff. And it's just such a damn blessing, but it required so much sacrifice. And I think about my kids now, and just watching Ada, who from a little newborn is now 1 year old, in the flash of an eye. And, you know, there are all kinds of sacrifices made. And, you know, we can't just go out and have drinks and get food whenever we want. And, you know, but we don't care about any of that stuff. Because having her is so much better than anything else. So much better than anything else. And I would make the same decision over and over, and we will, because we're going to have multiple kids, God willing. And the best things in life require sacrifice. So I just want to encourage you guys, man. You got to be careful who you get advice from. I had a wonderful, wonderful lady reach out to me on Facebook the other day and just say, you know, I wanted to let you know how inspirational you and Geneva are. And, you know, me and my husband, we've been wrestling with whether or not to have kids because so many people speak so negatively about it. But anytime we hear those people, we're like, we think about the Russins, Mike and Geneva, and they're like, well, Mike and Geneva look like they're having a blast. And it's just like, you know, it doesn't matter where, what, who, what, when, where, how. You're going to have people speak negatively. And most people are going to speak negatively about the best things in life because they can't wrap their head around sacrifice. They don't like to sacrifice. They're lazy. They're lazy. They're bums. But I'm telling you right now, the best things in life require sacrifice. And you got to be careful of who you listen to. You got to be careful of who you let in your ear. Oh, you're getting into that career? No, that's bullshit, man. I wouldn't do that. That's a scam, blah, 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 blah. Says the poor guy driving a 2004 Nissan Altima with 300,000 miles, living in a one-bedroom apartment, talking shit on the internet all day long. You know what I mean? You know,
oh, kids, you're going to sacrifice everything. You won't be able to go out and have fun anymore,
says the just bitchy, indignant woman who's so self-centered and so wrapped up in what she wants and how she thinks life should be, but she's completely missing the best thing. You're going to have people just constantly bash everything that is true and good about life. So you got to be careful who you let in your ear, and you got to be careful who you listen to, and you got to be careful who you allow in your circle and who you allow to influence you. And it's like, would you trade places with that person? You're getting financial advice from somebody. Would you trade financial places with them? Like, you'll hear people bash marriage because they've been divorced 4 times. Like, I don't think that's the person you need to be getting marital advice from. Why don't you go talk to the couple that's been married for 60 years and ask them how absolutely wonderful it is? People ask me how marriage is. You know, hear a lot of people say, like, oh, you know, it's tough sometimes, but I don't say that shit to people. Everybody already knows it's tough sometimes. I tell them it's awesome. It's amazing. When people ask me how it is being a dad, I don't tell them that you're going to lose sleep. I don't tell them that there's going to be times where you're frustrated. I don't tell them when there's going to be times where you're driving down the road and you're like, oh, my goodness, I have a whole other human being I got to take care of now. I can't just do whatever I want anymore. I don't tell them any of these things. I tell them, dude, it's the best thing on earth, because it is. And it's all a matter of your perspective. It's all of your matter, all a matter of your perspective. I get to do this versus I have to do this. And boy, I get to be a father. I get to be a husband. And it is such a blessing. I get to deal with the issues in business that I've dealt with. And it's such a blessing. So I just wanted to impart that to you guys today. Sorry, past couple days haven't been episodes, but hopefully this one makes up for it. I love you guys. Appreciate you. Let's get it. Have a great day. Bye-bye.